Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. I mean, a crossover without Guru. What are we doing? Stop everything. A crossover. We can't have a crossover without Guru. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. All right. It's going to be an interesting day.
It is.
I could tell. And so, I'm sorry for breaking the promise. To a degree, it's out of my control.
All roads, my brother.
Well, all roads do lead there. And then secondarily, just to leave or bring people inside our building a little bit. You know, there's always a little give or take, I think, with any media production of like what are the hosts kind of passionate about, but also like what are y'all passionate about? So we've got to blend that. And I said we're not talking Kuminga till something happens. I don't think this counts as something, but it was an interesting take by Tim McMahon. We'll play it for you in just a second because I don't want to just assume that you've all heard it. That's what got everybody going again. And I will also a little bit of a middle ground here. This is a little bit of a stretch, but we're getting close. We're getting close. October 1st is real.
To the end?
Is real, well, I don't know, but to the deadline, unless, of course, they agree to a stretch the deadline, but that's currently the deadline. And so we're getting close. If guys are calling each other, we're getting close. But Brock Purdy is going to be listed at limited at practice. It's going on right now. We'll have that for you. Greg Cosell is going to be on in an hour. That's always awesome. We'll do that. Brandon Pajemski is going to be on at 5. The Valks have their first ever home, air quotes, playoff game tonight. Unfortunately, it's in San Jose, but also thank you, San Jose, and let's go, Valks. So, like, we'll be all over everything today. But, let's play this for everybody so that everybody knows what got this started today. NBA Today via ESPN. Here we go. Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors.
Tim, I'll start with you. How have the Warriors handled this Kuminga situation, in your opinion?
Awkwardly? I mean, how have they handled Kuminga's entire career? Steve Kerr doesn't want Kuminga. Kuminga doesn't want to play for the Warriors, in part because he knows the coach doesn't want him. Listen, Shams is talking about there's going to be a divorce eventually. Let's stay together for the kids. I've lived that. I lived with my ex-wife for a year after we agreed to divorce for the kids. Let me tell you, it was not fun. There are going to be chemistry issues.
Yeah.
Put them mildly. This is going to be a disaster if they bring back Kuminga. There's SGA. He might as well be HTE, human trade exception. And he's going to be, you think he's going to want to pass the ball? You think he's going to want to play team ball? He's going to want the ball. He's going to want minutes. Steve Kerr doesn't think he fits. I wonder what they think they can get that's better than Malik Monk and a first-round pick.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there, and we will, and our lines were right here for you, okay? 888-957-9570. This conversation has happened in a number of different ways through a number of different months.
It has.
But this is the part that strikes me. And, Dibs, you know this. We know each other pretty well. I made reference to it on the crossover. Have any of you ever heard me talk about my dog, Penny? Do you know why I have a dog? Because the kids are like any other kids.
Right.
They ask you for a dog every month. You know why I have a dog? I finally needed a dog because I'm like, I got to get the bleep out of this house. And if I got a dog, I'm going to buy the dog and I'm going to walk the dog and I'm going to walk the dog like 6 hours a day. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And actually,
I didn't get a dog. I got a pandemic.
I got both.
Yeah.
This is all happening during a pandemic. And for the love of it, greatest decision I've ever made because we have a great dog. And it was at the dog park that I actually found the person who I want to spend the rest of my life with. That's where I met the lovely Christy. But there is a reason I have a dog. And one of the main reasons I have a dog is because I too have lived what many of you are proposing the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga do, which is
stay
together for a little while, even though we know you're getting divorced. Worst thing in the history of me.
It doesn't have to be.
It depends.
It wasn't for me.
Well, that depends on the nature of the discord.
Right? Also the playing time.
And your discord was very different than my discord.
And my discord was different than your discord, and I would bet it's different than Kuminga and the Warriors' discord.
Maybe.
I don't know their discord, but I also had a 21-year run where I had all the playing time I needed. I had some all-star years. I was able to develop a couple of championships, Quest and Keon, my children. And you get to the end of it, and the discord at the end of it was a little bit more like Brady Belichick than it was Kuminga and Kerr. So you're not wrong about the relative discord. Like, I think about Garoppolo and Shanahan where, you know, Shanahan found Garoppolo and Lynch and they paid him handsomely and he got hurt. He did well. He got hurt. He came in Super Bowl. He came back. He got hurt. He came in. They drafted his replacement. He was in the side field. That discord was different than Brady Belichick, for example. Brady and Belichick, they got five together, and it got to the end. It's like, you want to keep doing it? You can't do it here because I'm tired of you getting credit that I want credit, and the owner wants credit, and the whole thing broke apart. So I do believe that every discord, quote-unquote,
of course,
is different.
Of course. In fact, looking back on it, I don't even know how bad the Belichick-Brady discord was. It looks to be lesser than the current discord between Belichick and the Patriots organization.
I do think that it was Kraft Belichick-Brady. It was a three-way,
Sure, which never works in marriage.
Shout out Utah. I mean,
well,
you know,
anyway,
shout out
anyway,
to polyamorous relationships.
Here's the question I have, and I really think smart people can disagree on this one, but I'm fascinated by the answers and certainly very clear with mine. Dibs, very clear with yours, and they are different answers. But here, instead of re-adjudicating every 4 years and Steve Kerr and his rotations and Jonathan should grow up and rebound the ball and hustle and all of this stuff, well-traveled conversation. We're here now, though. Now we're here on September 17th, and training camp is 2 weeks away. Do you believe that this relationship can stay together for any period of time and be successful? I do not.
Yeah, I do.
I do not. I don't know how you navigate the factors which are clearly in play, which is that Steve doesn't think Jonathan's a perfect fit. Jonathan thinks he's a superstar in the making. Steph Curry still exists here, and so does Jimmy Butler, and Jonathan's not a great outside shooter, and he wants to cook, and Steve wants him to play a certain way, and then all of those things put him into a bucket, and what they've led to are feelings, hurt feelings, differences of opinion, all of those things, and they can say the right thing publicly, and they largely have. I don't necessarily think Steve and Jonathan have been like openly disrespectful to each other, but they've gotten to a spot where they're willing to speak on the disagreement for sure. I see you this way, Jonathan. I see it this way.
Well, through intermediaries.
Yeah, well, Steve certainly. Directly. Steve said it to us over and over. We'll play some of it for you to jog your memory. But for all of those feelings to be together, to go forward takes trust. And I don't think they have it in one another. And by the way, I want to be very clear on that point. One another. I know everyone's like, Jonathan doesn't trust Steve. I don't think Steve trusts Jonathan. That's the point. The whole point is we need you to do X, and then we put him on the floor and he does Y. That's a lack of trust. And so I don't think they hate each other, but they've got different goals. And you can't win in professional sports when people have different goals.
Well, you can, and you have won with different goals. And last year is a great example where they won, and then he got hurt. And then by the time he came back, you had a different team. And so you got down to April. And I do believe that October and November basketball is different than March and April basketball.
But it matters, does it not?
It matters to the extent that you want to win as many games as you can. But when you get in October and November, those games are not as high leveraged as we saw in April. And so when he comes back and you've got Jimmy Butler, and so now JK's spouse had a new roommate. And that new roommate was actually sleeping in the same room as JK's spouse. And I won't even name check Draymond or Steve or Steph or whatever, but Jimmy Butler was there, and Jimmy Butler, when you wake up in the morning, he's got the apron on, and he's making breakfast, and JK used to be the one making breakfast, and so, yeah, things are different now, but October, November, different than April and May, and so
no question.
I do believe that you could bring this all back and make it work through October, November, December, January, and if JK's making $25 million, or 22 or whatever the number would be in the first year, that becomes much more attractive as a trade piece. And I do believe that the Warriors would showcase him accordingly in the opening 30 or 40 games.
Yeah.
And you could still win doing that.
Yeah,
I believe that.
I see it very, very differently because I don't think they're going to feel the need to showcase him because the league already knows what they know about Jonathan Kuminga. In fact, I would argue if your plan is to trade him, what a dangerous thing to put him out there for 30 minutes a night. That's how someone breaks a leg or tail or something.
Well, I mean, whatever.
But then you can't trade him.
That is like lazy radio because anybody can get hurt at any time.
Dibs, but like, this is a very unique situation. If your whole plan and premise is to trade him, then you are very, very loose with your plan.
But it's basketball. This is not football where guys get hurt all the time.
He got hurt last year. Like Jimmy Butler got hurt last year. We all sit here with this idea, they're not going to stay healthy.
Jimmy Butler missed like three or four games.
Doesn't matter. He got a little bit hurt. They don't need to showcase him. The league knows what they know. There are already teams lined up, Suns, Kings, and who knows who else, ready to bring the guy in as a major contributor because they think what they think about Jonathan. So I don't think that there's any promise with this contract that you're going to get major minutes. And hasn't the team trumpeted the idea all offseason? We don't want to fall behind again in the first half of the year and then have to chase a playoff spot and end up in the play-in tournament and yada, 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 and then get tired and hurt and all of the things that happened last year. So you're not wrong. October, November, December are lesser, but they're still important, especially for this team. So it leads us to the question that we would love to bat around with you. Knowing what we know, do you think these two sides can coexist and succeed for any period of time? We will take your calls right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. Valkyrie season comes down to tonight, win or go home. Game two, Valks, Minnesota Lynx. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. Of course, you can hear the game right here on the home of the Valks, 95.7 The Game. Also, the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valks. Pre-game coverage begins with Grandy and Kevin Dan at 6:30. We're also sponsored by Moderna. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Kyle Shanahan spoke before practice. We'll let you hear that in a half hour. Greg Cosell at 3:15. Thankfully. I'll just be real with everybody. I feel like the Kuminga conversation to a degree is a drug. And the whole...
Which drug?
I don't do drugs, so like...
Right. Ooh, that's a good question.
What's your favorite?
I don't have Excedrin.
A guy who's maybe lived a little bit, It's the Kuminga conversation is not like weed because weed is something that you can do. It gets you high and it kind of keeps you going.
And I've done weed, but what's super addictive?
It's heroin.
Okay.
But so, this is more like crack cocaine.
Okay, great. I'm open to
and
either.
And again, I've never done crack. And go ahead and make sure you capture that.
All right.
I'm not going to say what I have or have not done.
I think that's good.
The idea of crack.
Yeah.
And shout out Whitney Houston. Crack is whack. Crack is cheap. You do crack and... You keep doing crack, and that's what the Kuminga topic is. Where
now my mind went to Morgan Freeman in Lean on Me. You smoke crack, don't you? Don't you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Bobby Brown got Whitney onto that rock, crack, rock, crack, rock. Shout out, not Billy Ocean, but Frank Ocean. Right, thank you. I had the wrong ocean. There's the Atlantic, there's the Pacific, Indian, there's Frank, there's Billy.
Yeah.
But this topic is like that where you just keep coming back to it because it's really, really so good, but it's also so bad.
Well, that's the thing. And again, as a non, I do not have an addictive personality, but this is what it feels like to me is everybody's trying to quit. Right? Not Jonathan of the Warriors, but it's the offseason. The Niners are playing, and everybody's trying to quit. And actually, people had kind of been quitting. And then somebody walks by your neighborhood dealer and gives you a little whiff.
Tim, I'll start with you. How have the Warriors handled this Kuminga situation, in your opinion?
Awkwardly? How have they handled Kuminga's entire career? Steve Kerr doesn't want Kuminga. Kuminga doesn't want to play for the Warriors in part because he knows the coach doesn't want him. Listen, Shams is talking about there's going to be a divorce eventually. Let's stay together for the kids. I've lived that. I lived with my ex-wife for a year after we agreed to divorce for the kids. Let me tell you, it was not fun. There are going to be chemistry issues.
Yeah.
To put it mildly. This is going to be a disaster if they bring back Kuminga. You know, there's SGA. He might as well be HTE, human trade exception. And he's going to be, well, you think he's going to want to pass the ball? You think he's going to want to play team ball? He's going to want the ball. He's going to want minutes. Steve Kerr doesn't think he fits. I wonder what they think they can get that's better than Malik Monk and a first-round pick.
Oh, the next thing you know, just wrap that thing around my arm and find me just laid out in some ditch or in some back alley because, oh.
Hi, my name's Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, I've been Kuminga free for 8 days, and, you know, I used to be really, tied to talking about Kuminga, and, you know, every time I talked about Kuminga, it felt really good, and then I've never done crack. It's fair. I mean, you won't find me saying that about many other things, but as I was saying, every time after I talk about Kuminga, it felt good, and then by the end of the day, I really felt like I needed more Kuminga. And then once I stopped talking about Kuminga, I felt great. And, you know, it was 8 days. And then I have to be honest, well, today I couldn't help but go back and talk about Kuminga. And when I first talked about Kuminga the first time today, I got that Kuminga high again because, you know, the contract and the playing time and trading him and, you know, the qualifying offer and, you know, other teams wanting him and the sign and trade. And so I'm now about, I guess, 90 seconds Kuminga free, and I'm hoping that I can make it to 3 o'clock.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Dan.
I've never done crack.
Yeah. Welcome, Dan.
I've done a lot of Kuminga.
We've got you, brother.
You can cut that as well.
Yeah. I've done Kuminga.
I've done a lot of Kuminga.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Actually, don't clip that. Just leave it on the cutting room floor.
Sure.
You better be careful.
Totally. Ken Grandy, do you want to welcome Dan to our support group? Yeah. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Thanks, Mark.
We got you, brother. Well, we're here for you, man.
I had actually my 7-day Kuminga chip, and I guess I have to give that up because I did go 7 days Kuminga free, and then today I was tuning into the midday show, and I heard him talking about Kuminga, and...
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of Kuminga from 10 to 2.
I'll be honest.
Oh,
I pulled over.
God.
I pulled over, and I pulled out my phone, and I looked at Tim McMahon, and I thought, oh, yeah, give me some of that Kuminga.
Yeah.
Wait, 3 years and 75? It, with a player option or a team option? Give me some of that Kuminga.
We're on a freaking bender.
Yeah, we are.
What's, you get that Hangover song? You know the song from the Hangover? Gosh, how's it go? I gotta look it up during the break. We might need that rejoin. Might need that. We're gonna have a sick night, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Woo! I got some Kuminga. We're going out.
I feel like there's a wolf pack, and I feel like I'm the Zach Galifianakis of the show. But
how high are you? Right
you
now?
For
my
sure.
Wolf pack. Guy, not just because I have a beer, but guys, I want to read this, and you know, my wolf pack, and you know. Willard, you're my brother, and you're going to marry my sister, and I'm really proud of that. And and Guru and Steiny, I guess Steiny would be the stew of our wolf pack. You know, Stu the dentist, who you would be. I guess Guru would be the cool guy, the you know, the one who's kind of like the brother-in-law. And you know, I just want to say that you know you guys are my wolf pack, and you know you're going to be with me as we all get ready for this weekend, and we all do Kuminga.
Is it by Flo Rida? Is it that spin me right round, baby right round thing? I don't know. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for some Kuminga, and I think it's only Wednesday. Usually it's like a Thursday or a Friday when I'm in the mood to take a shot of Kuminga. Kind of in the mood, though. I'm in the mood. Like, the guys all got me in the mood this morning.
You would be the Bradley Cooper, I think. The good-looking, like, slightly aloof enabler. And Steiny would be the Steiny would be the slightly like
the Ed Helms guy.
Correct.
Yeah, he's gonna end up with the tattoo on his face and the stripper.
Right. And,
okay.
And I guess Guru then would become the guy who gets stuck on the roof. You know, man, where am I?
You know? Yeah, except for Guru probably doesn't sunburn like the rest of us, so therefore we might need to. We might need to recast that
one. It would be a recalibration sensation.
Yeah, I bet Spadoni or Shasky could hold that part down.
Perhaps,
yeah.
But I'm clearly the Zach Galifianakis, and I get that.
What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on. We're talking about being strung out on Kuminga, and here we are again.
Yep.
All roads
on
a Wednesday.
Oh, God.
The Niners are 2-0.
Brock Purdy is limited. He's practicing.
The Valks are in an elimination situation. And you know what that would be, right?
I just, we've already.
We need to stop. It's an elimination sensation.
Yeah.
And we've got a baseball team that's on the brink. So all that, and yet all roads lead back to Kuminga.
Well, everybody take a breath.
We're getting close. You know what I mean? We're getting close. The current deadline is October 1st. I think that's 2 weeks from today, isn't it? Is October 1st a Wednesday?
Yep.
It is?
Yeah. 30 days in September. So, yeah. That'd be great, yeah.
It's 2 weeks from today is the deadline.
So sure.
We're getting close. You got to figure this out. And I do think there's all kinds of bluffing going on. I really do. Because I think that the Warriors, to a degree, probably, and of course I feel this way, but I think they probably agree with me, which is why a bunch of guys started calling each other the other day. The report is the players all started calling each other. I mean, are we really going to sit here and act like Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton and Seth Curry and GP2 are all just sitting here like, yeah, this is great. No, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm going to be on the Warriors maybe sometime, maybe, I think. Like, it's just my career. No big deal. And the whole thing, I mean, we know this for a fact that GP2 was found. I think it was Mark Spears who ran into him in Vegas. This is like weeks and weeks ago. Hey, man. What's the holdup? What are you doing next season? And I quote, just waiting on JK. Okay. So we're supposed to presuppose that everybody's just cool with the situation. I'm not saying they're mad at Jonathan. Maybe they are. Maybe they're mad at the Warriors. Maybe they're mad at both. I don't know. But the idea that everybody's just cool with the situation, to me, is far-fetched.
And the
idea that this is just going to then make sense in a couple of weeks, and everybody will be like, okay, we shook hands, we figured it out, and even though we now need to move forward with trust in one another and figure out a rotation that wins basketball games, even though we've never really been able to do that before, certainly not in the existence of Jimmy Butler on this team, and now we're going to go do this and love each other, and everyone's going to get their minutes and their points and their wins, and the media will like play along and not ask us about it, and exhaust us. I don't know, man. I just don't see the scenario. I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It certainly is, and it depends on what Kuminga ultimately gets. And if he gets 3-75, and even if he has to take the team option for the third year, he could be in a spot where, okay, I've got my money, and I understand that they probably will or want to trade me, so I can go out and do everything I can to get them in a spot where they can actually trade me for something that they want, and I'll go somewhere that I want. So I don't think it's that far-fetched that this can still be resolved in that fashion. And I don't think that things last year were so, so bad where, you know, they can't come back from that point.
Well, I just think Jonathan might disagree with you. You know, I mean, they weren't so, so bad because they just put him in the corner. They put him on timeout. He didn't play.
Well, he played when they needed him in Minnesota.
Right, and won zero games, which I think...
Right,
you
but
know,
he balled out.
Yes,
so.
He scored. Again, this isn't about, boy, I wish this part would go away. Everybody, all the box score babies out there who want to tell everybody, Jonathan scored 23, so boy, he showed you. And Steve has never once said Jonathan can't score. He has consistently said, here's what we're asking for out of our player.
They went 0-4.
And he won't do it.
Right.
He won't do it. And that's a completely different scenario because Steph Curry wasn't playing basketball at that point. The idea is, can the Warriors, through feelings, X's and O's, money, and all the rest, can they get to a point with a healthy Steph, Jimmy, and Dre to a role for Jonathan that he feels good about and all also go get numbers and wins? And I like,
well, they have to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They have to.
I don't believe they can. And well, they don't have to.
They do have to because he can sign the qualifying. No, they don't. They can't trade him.
Of course they can. They could trade him tomorrow.
Not if he signs the qualifying offer. They can't trade him tomorrow.
He's not going to do that.
But if he's going to do that, they can't trade him.
He's not
going to
do that.
But you understand that that is a reality.
Of course
he can sign the qualifying offer and he could say, double middle finger.
Why hasn't he?
You've got a year.
Why hasn't he?
Because he wants to get $75 million with a... but not with a player option for year three.
So this is a
power
struggle.
That's what he wants.
It's a power struggle.
It's a power struggle, and every day that goes by, he gets a little bit more power to the extent that, okay, you want me to play? You want me gone? If you want me gone, you need to sign me to something, because if you want me gone, you can't have me play on the QO, because if he plays in the qualifying offer for 7.9, he can just be there.
Dibs.
And he can chill. And then they can't trade him.
I get the whole scenario, and it's literally what I'm saying to you.
No, what I'm saying to you is that you're wrong about the idea of there is a path forward for both of them.
You're saying every day he gets more power. I think every day he gets more pissed. And that's
my point. Well, by more pissed,
point.
He gets more power.
No.
He gets more power to mess up the whole year.
And Warrior fans lose. Exactly.
Fine.
That's the point.
Warrior fans lose, and Kuminga might also lose, but the Warriors themselves lose. The best way forward
is... That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Well, that's what they're trying
that's
to avoid.
That's what I'm literally saying.
And
they
what
can't...
is he trying to avoid? He's trying to avoid 3 years of team control.
Yeah, he's trying to avoid playing for the Warriors.
For 3 years.
I think at all.
Well,
in a perfect world.
Well, that is not a possibility.
It is a possibility.
It's really not.
Sign and trade tomorrow.
They're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because no team wants to give them compensation that they possibly would want. And you can't tell me that suddenly a team is going to be like, you know what? We'll give you Malik Monk and a first-round pick.
I don't believe that. That's already been offered, reportedly, in fact.
Not Malik and a first-round pick.
Yes, that's literally what the offer was.
Well, then they should have taken it. Yeah. But then the Warriors clearly want more than that.
Yeah.
If they didn't take that, then they want more than that.
It was a protected first-round pick, and I don't think that they think Malik is a perfect... Malik's a good player.
So if it's a protected first and they don't want that, all right, Warriors, at some point, you're going to have to give up something.
Right. That's what,
and, like... He's going to have to give up something. And right now, what the give is he wants them to give up the third-year control and they don't want to give up the third-year control. They actually extended their offer to $75 million over three, but we own the third year, and still he reportedly is saying no?
Dibs, you keep explaining this to me, and I understand all of it. My point is, all of the things you just laid out, the Suns feel this, the Kings feel that, Jonathan feels this, and the Warriors feel that, and they're all just butting their heads.
Right.
Nobody
so
has
what's
found...
what's the middle ground?
I don't know, but it can't be here, in my opinion, based on the factors in play and the feelings in play. I do not think you can win basketball games like this, and that's my only goal. I don't care about Jonathan's minutes, his points, his jersey. I don't care about anything. The season's here, and I want the Warriors to be good, and I believe that this gets in their way. Because you cannot move forward in a company with employees that do not want to be there. You can't do it. You can't have employees pushing in one direction and a company pushing in the other. It never works. Ever, ever, ever.
The analogy,
I disagree. The analogy from Tim McMahon is a perfect one. You cannot.
It's a flawed one.
I personally love it. You've been in it. Yes.
I've been in it, and it's your experience is different than my experience, and it's different than Tim's experience.
Well, but you're acting like your experience, therefore, was perfect, and it wasn't.
No, but yeah, my experience was mine. Yours was yours,
sure.
And his was his. And Kuminga and the Warriors is there, and you know yours. You kind of know mine. I don't really know yours. Neither one of us knows Tim's. And we don't know the Warriors one.
Well, we know the Warriors one better than we know maybe Tim's,
perhaps,
for example.
But we don't
We've been living this for 4 years, and people have spoken publicly about how they feel, and I do not understand how you're going to... And would I love to be wrong. But I don't see the pathway for everybody to get back together and then have it be successful. In a way, you're asking me, like, what I'm advocating... There's not a specific thing I'm advocating. What I'm advocating is let's not do this together anymore because it doesn't appear to work.
But what would you advocate if you were Dunleavy, and what would you do right now, knowing what you know about the contract they want, the contract you've offered, and everything else that's out there?
I think them going to a third year, even though on a team control, was already the olive branch that was necessary. And Jonathan won't do it. So you want to know what I would do right now? I'd call his bluff, which is, I think, what they're doing. Call the bluff.
And have him play on the qualifying offer.
No, I don't think he'll take it. You've laid this out. It's this horrible move.
Well, what would he do then?
I don't know. Maybe he'll sign this that's on the table. And that's the problem. You're in a power struggle. Two sides in a power struggle, in my opinion, automatically makes both irrational. You know, now we're competing. Now, we're not competing for victories over the Lakers.
You're not working together.
Yeah,
you're competing.
You're competing to win the deal. This is where the Niners have gotten in trouble in
the past.
With
Ayuk,
don't do this. It doesn't work. One way or another, somebody wins the deal, and then everybody walks away mad or at least annoyed. One side might be like, yeah, how you like me now? And then 2 weeks later, you're dropping balls and breaking meniscuses. Like, it doesn't work. You can't have a power struggle, get irrational with one another, force the less powerful side into a corner to where they have to do something they want to do, and then turn around and wake up the next day and go be awesome together.
That's my belief. That's already happened.
I don't agree.
That's already happened. You've already gotten to a spot where, you know, he is dead set, apparently, on playing on the qualifying offer.
If you believe him, I don't.
Well, what I believe is that the Warriors have upped their offer. They've added a year. They've added more money. And now all of a sudden it's 3 years and 75. But the one caveat is we want team control. So, and I said this in the crossover, if I'm Kuminga's agent, I take that offer. I take the deal knowing full well that they don't want you here. And knowing full well that, you got $75 million. And the only thing you're giving up is where you go next. Because you're not going to be a Warrior for 3 years. There's no way.
I mean, honestly,
there's no way that they sign him to that and they keep him for 3 years. And I think about Jordan Poole, where they signed him to 4 years, and before the contract kicked in, he was gone. And he was gone for virtually nothing. He was gone for a 38-year-old point guard who may or may not have fit. And when he came in, he was okay. You didn't win. and then you traded him and you got nothing back. So ultimately, the Warriors got rid of Jordan Poole for 1 year of nothing.
If that reported deal, well, they got a salary slot. But fine. Anyway, if that.
Which turned into.
It turned into money. It turned into not luxury tax money is what it turned into.
It turned into no player.
Yeah, no, of course.
Right.
I agree with you. I would probably take the deal if I were him. But as a fan, that leads to all kinds of concerns for me because I don't know where that leaves Jonathan mentally, and I have no idea where it leaves the rotation and how this all looks going forward. And as I added before, and you can call me lazy for saying it, but my God, if your entire game plan is we're going to keep someone so that we can trade him in 3 months, wow, you're playing Russian roulette by putting him on the court. Wow. Wow. Like, you don't, like, good Lord, one torn ACL, one Achilles, what, the whole thing blows up in your face. And so that is terrifying to me as a fan. Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
Well, I was just going to say, you guys brought up the potential sign-and-trade with the Kings, which in terms of a sign-and-trade still seems the most likely. The Malik Monk package is such, because of his money, that the Warriors would have to get rid of either Moody or Hield to make it work, too.
Which I don't like. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like
they
it
They don't
either.
Like it. No. Yeah.
So, to me,
it's not about a sign-and-trade. It's about a trade either... You know, and I think they have 3 months after the deal is signed to trade him, which would be now January. So that to me becomes more viable because a sign and trade, you only get half the deal anyway. You only get half his value. So you sign him and then you keep him and you play him. And yeah, you hope that he doesn't get hurt.
But he's got to sign.
Right.
He's got to sign.
Then you give him the player option.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Who cares? You do that knowing full well that you're going to trade him. What's the big deal?
Again.
If your intent is to trade him, then yeah, player option. Great. Here you go. Here you go, Kuminga. We're going to trade you in January.
One ligament.
But that's the case with anyone.
No, but not if he's got a player opt. Then you have a bad contract on your hands for 3 years.
Well, you got Jimmy Butler for 2 years,
yeah.
And if he has an Achilles, well, now you've got a guy for $104 million you're stuck with.
That's different. They're trying
to
play with him.
It's the same thing with an injury.
No, because he played and they won, so they like him.
But if he plays and they don't win, then it's the exact same thing.
That's an if, though. That's not the bet that they're making.
It's all an if.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. All right. Greg Cosell is coming up in 20 minutes. Kyle Shanahan spoke before practice. Brock Purdy is not a no-show. So we'll let you hear that and dive into that coming up next. If Brock can play, would you? This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.